His power and riches were of no great avail, for his beloved child, his little girl, lay dead. Yet while flutist softly played and the mourners wailed, the ruler went and worshipped Lord Jesus instead, asking that he come and but lay a hand on her and cause her to rise from death's cold bed. There wasn't a better thing a father could do than to place one so dear in the Savior's hand, to trust her future to Jesus alone, to show before men his faith in this man, to demonstrate to the crowd and the child too what faith looks like when you take a stand. Risking sharp-tongued ridicule from all those he knew, for publicly putting his faith in this outcast, hated by Rome and the spiritual leaders, he put his faith in what his heart told him would last, standing for the child he loved and what he believed, wanting her to have more than just a past. There wasn't any better thing a father could do than to place one so dear in the Savior's hand, to trust her future to Jesus alone, to show before men his faith in this man, to demonstrate to the crowd and the child too what faith looks like when you take a stand. Jesus came to the ruler's house that mournful day, walking through the crowd, pushing aside their jeers, taking the girl's hand, making her arise to life, knowing the ruler's faith had set aside his fears. The father's faith amazed the crowd with what they saw. Rivers of mourning turned to joyful tears. There isn't a better thing Father can do than to place one so dear in the Savior's hand. To trust their futures, to futures, to Jesus alone. To show before men their faith in this man. To demonstrate to the crowd and them too what faith looks like when you take a stand. Fathers, mothers, show your children what faith